Welcome to Coach B Daily. I'm Coach B Moore. In this podcast, I like to share information that will help us achieve our health, athletic performance, and body goals more efficiently. Today, we'll be talking about confronting the issue of your spouse or live-in partner or boyfriend, girlfriend, and weight gain, weight loss, and how to help with that situation, how to help navigate that situation. Before we get started today, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to Coach B Daily on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, I want to hear from you. Send me your questions. I'd love to answer them. You can reach me at Coach B Moore, CoachBemoore, on Instagram or Twitter. And if you want to call in, which would be fantastic, you can join me on anchor.fm/CoachBDaily. Now, in a recent study, they confronted a touchy subject. Now, if you've ever lived with anybody, you know that at some point, you're not going to look how you used to look. Maybe you lose a lot of weight or you gain a lot of weight. It happens to both of you. And it's a really touchy area. And the study that I came across today was really helpful in helping people navigate the issue. So I'm just going to read first, and then I'm going to discuss. Okay. In a recent study in the Obesity Journal, they discussed the ripple effect. And that talks about how nagging doesn't work, okay? In the study, they tracked 130 couples for 6 months. When one spouse really committed to losing fat, the other half of the pair lost fat too. Spouses lost an average of 3% of their body weight, even though they weren't on the structured plans their wives or husbands were using. This ripple effect could have even been caused by several things, like the non-dieting spouse eating many of the same healthier foods as the dieting spouse, or joining in on the exercise plan, or maybe just seeing their spouse make some positive changes motivated them. If you want your spouse to lean up, don't nag. Just lose a few pounds yourself. I agree totally. I've coached well over 1,000 people, athletes, stay-at-home moms, corporate executives, you name it, I've worked with them. And one of the first things I ask, especially for those people who are working with me one-on-one in what I call my premier coaching program, the first thing I ask is, tell me about your home life. With whom do you share a kitchen? Who eats at the same table as you? Who is being prepared meals for every day? Is it you and your spouse and your kids, just you and your roommate, you and your mom, you and your dad? What's going on? Because I really want to know, who shares what is going to become one of our critical environments? Environment is the first of our four pillar system: environment, activity, rest, nutrition. Who shares that environment with you? Who's going to have influence into what comes into your environment? So on that note as well, it's super important that with whomever you share space is at least made aware of what you're trying to do. If it's really important to you to either establish great health, you know, I'm facing a diagnosis of prediabetes or something like that, or my doctor tells me if I don't get it straight, they're going to put me on cholesterol or hypertension medication, things like that. If it's important on you to make a change in that, or let's say, hey, I really know that I've been living 25 pounds above where I want to be, it's not my healthiest weight, or maybe I have an athletic goal, like I really want to run this triathlon or the marathon or whatever, and I know that I want to improve my results, and nutrition is a huge part of it. Environment is a big deal, as are the people in your environment. And I want to know, who are they? Are they made aware of what you're trying to do? And let's do it. And if you need me to, let's get on the phone together on a three-way call, or let's have them come in for a meeting or something. Let's let them know what part they play in your failure or success. That's huge. So time and time again, one of the things we see is that when one partner tries to do something different, the other partner will resist. I'll repeat it again. When one of you is trying to do something different, the other will resist because the status quo is the preferred thing. There's such thing in science called inertia and momentum. They're opposites. So inertia means the object at rest wants to stay at rest. And if you are the other person in this partnership, are saying, I need to make a change and I want to do things differently because, you know, I want something different. The other person often reads that as, well, you're saying that something's wrong with you. And if something's wrong with you, then I have to face the fact that something's wrong with me. And I'm not ready to face that yet. That's the deal. So you'll get resistance, even if they support you and they're huge. You know, you tell me that your relationship is fantastic. and your partner really supports you, there's going to be some internal resistance, even on the subconscious level. They may not know they're doing it, but in the beginning, when you're making different dinners and your schedule's now changed because you can't spend as much time because you're going to the gym now or you're going for a run, they're going to resist. They're going to have some, you know, potentially passive aggressive, remarks, behaviors, looks. It's going to happen. However, it subsides. It subsides when you persist. So as you begin to succeed in your effort through the struggle, they will eventually become your biggest ally if they really are a partner, a supportive partner. Let me give you a specific example. I had a client, one-on-one client. I won't mention her name. She's fantastic. She did an incredible job. She lost 50 pounds, and we've had several people who've lost 50 pounds with us. It's a thing to do. She lived with her parents at the time and, of course, had a boyfriend that wasn't a live-in, of course, lived elsewhere. And as a part of what she was doing, she began working out, doing our workouts. She began drinking more water. She began making different decisions, reading different books. She began eating different foods, spending her time in the grocery differently, getting her foods from different places. You know, when they go out on family things, she would order different things than she normally did on the menu. And that's change. And the family began to criticize. They began to say, oh, here she comes again with her, bird food, or whatever they want to call it, some derogatory, I can't remember what it was. But flash forward 9 months later when she's down 35 pounds and not showing any signs of stopping and has just got way more energy and is happier. The questions change and the remarks change. The remarks become, hey, are you going to cook that thing tonight? It was really good. Or can you show me how to such and such? Or can you tell me what to do, what you're doing? Because now you've persevered through the resistance and you're showing success. And now they're willing to acknowledge that, hey, I could use some improvement too, when they internally weren't able to do that in the beginning. So back to the key whole point of the thing. If you're married, you have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, you guys live in, expect that the changes you want to make for yourself are for yourself. Nagging is not going to do you any good. Inspire. Inspire by doing what you need done, the positive things you need to do for yourself, and stay open and available when they become open to the ideas and the concepts that we both know are better for both of you. Those are my notes for the day. I'm Coach B. Thanks so much for your attention, and I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.